Next, we have Marion Garfield from Heidelberg Materials, change of industry.
Hi, morning everyone. And thank you for inviting me to speak this morning. I'm going to slightly different change of topic in terms of moving from nuclear into the decarbonisation of the construction materials industry. Obviously, very exciting to see all those big projects in the future that they'll all need concrete, they'll all need cement, they'll all need aggregates and asphalt to build. So very exciting times for us as an organisation. I just wanted to spend the next 10 minutes just explaining to you how Heidelberg Materials in the UK is looking to decarbonise and get to a net zero position. But firstly, just a bit of an intro to who Heidelberg Materials are. So we operate quarries, asphalt plants, ready-mix plants, three cement terminals, regen terminals, and recycling facilities around the UK. You can see the portfolio on the slides. It's an array of manufacturing and processing plants. And we've just recently acquired an organisation called Mick George Limited to really drive our circular and recycling opportunities within the organisation. So our footprint has expanded significantly in the last 2 or 3 months, which is very, very exciting for us. In terms of our sort of decarbonisation journey, our decarbonisation journey. We made a commitment 2 years ago now to be net zero by 2050. And we've already reduced our emissions by 50% in the last sort of 20 or 30 years. And for us, we see there's sort of a little bit of a decarbonisation hierarchy. And I just wanted to explain our mindset and our philosophy in terms of how we're going to get to a net zero position. And then talk to you about really one of the challenges and the biggest challenge that we face as a company, but also an industry. So for us, the first thing we want to try and do is prevent the emissions in the first place. So we're obviously working to look at how we can prevent actually, and it might seem a bit crazy to say, actually use less concrete, less asphalt, less aggregates and less cement from design and from actually manufacturing of the process. So for us, we're looking at high-performing concrete, 3D printings, and actually designing out waste before we've actually made the product. And then we're looking at how we can actually reduce the carbon content in our materials. So can we replace the traditional clinker in cement with other alternative materials? Can we use GGBS, which is a sort of waste product from the steel industry? We're looking at how we can use wrap in our asphalt, how we can use plastic in our asphalt, and also how we can really bring in that aggregate, some recycled aggregate content. So we're also looking at how we can reduce that embedded carbon. And then looking at how we can substitute some of these materials. So looking at calcined clays, limestone fillers, and then obviously we just mentioned there alternative fuels. Some of our largest carbon, one of the largest parts of our carbon decarbonisation journey is what fuels we use in our cement works and our asphalt plants and what the alternative fuels are. So we've done a lot of work with hydrogen, but we've also got a lot of other opportunities in terms of biofuels and things like that. So for us, it's about, can we substitute currently high carbon fuels with low or zero carbon fuels? And then we come to the big thing, really, is capturing carbon from our manufacturing process. And this for us, to get to net zero, we've got to have carbon capture as part of our decarbonisation journey. But obviously, it's big, it's a massive engineering feat. It's the first carbon capture plant in the world will be online at the end of this year. So it's a big, new technology, but new in terms of the construction materials industry. And for us, how do we sit this into our 2030 commitments? So these are our commitments. We've committed to be net zero by 2050, but obviously we've got some stage gates. So the 2030 is our first stage gate. So we've built them up into the four pillars. We want to be net zero, so decarbonise our processes, our production, our materials. Obviously, we've just mentioned about nuclear safety, but obviously safe and inclusivity. We talk about being an employee choice. We talk about well-being, and we talk about actually how do we bring people into this industry for the new jobs and the new opportunities in terms of resources and recruitment. So for us, being a safe and inclusive company is critical to deliver on all this sustainability commitments. And then we talk about circularity and resilience, and this is all around how do we use our how do we use less of our materials, but also how do we use our materials to the greatest value in terms of the full life cycle analysis of the materials. And then for us, nature positive is critical. We own a large volume of land around our quarries and our operational sites, and making sure that we're becoming a nature positive organisation in terms of biodiversity management, but also water management. So for us, it's not just about net zero, it's not just about decarbonisation, it's the whole wider sustainability journey, which is really critical. You can't deliver just one of these, all four of these have got to be delivered to get to that true sustainability and net zero position. So the biggest challenge for us, for those of you who don't know, is our cement business. So we operate three cement sites in the UK. And the challenge with cement is the chemical composition of burning limestone at about 1,500 degrees in the kiln. It naturally releases CO2 in the chemical process. So 95% of the Heidelberg Materials UK business emissions come from our three cement works. And 70% of those emissions come from the chemical reaction, hence why carbon capture is fundamentally part of our decarbonisation journey. The other 30% is from the fuels, and we're in a position where we are using about 80-85% alternative fuels at the moment today in all three cement works. Ketton did a trial this year where they had a zero coal on the line for the first time, and they replaced again that alternative fuel. They changed the fuel mix to demonstrate that it's practical to switch that fuel. And again, 2 years ago, Ribblesdale was the first cement plant in the world to use hydrogen as a fuel, as a replacement fuel for that coal. So again, we see hydrogen as part of our fuel mix, but we also see there's other opportunities as well with other fuels. So in terms of carbon capture, you can see that's our biggest challenge. 95% of our emissions from the three cement works, and we've got a net zero challenge by 2050. So carbon capture for us is essential. So Heidelberg Material globally, they obviously have a similar position to us. So we, as an organisation, are absolutely driving the carbon capture process around the world. These are, and it's great to hear that, you know, we're actually doing things, we're actually got spades in grounds, we're actually, you know, building, constructing carbon capture facilities today. This is just the portfolio of the current projects that Heidelberg Material globally have got on in their portfolio of carbon capture plants. You can see there, the first one is going to go live and is being currently constructed in Brevik. So these are some recent photos from the construction of Brevik. It will be the world's first carbon capture plant that's connected to a cement plant, capturing 400,000 tonnes of CO2 per annum. It will be shipped as part of the Norwegian Longship program to the Northern Lights program to a storage facility in the Northern Lights program. So we will have, in technically, by the end of the year, we will have net zero cement available to the UK market, the European market, and the world market. It will be the world's first, and the technology and the project's going very successfully. For us in the UK, we're extremely fortunate that we have a cement works in Padeswood, which is in the HyNet cluster in North Wales. So this is Padeswood, the cement works. The carbon capture project is going through the feasibility and FID decision for the cluster is due in September, and we're hoping to have a FID decision sort of by the end of the year towards the start of early next year. Padeswood is a 800,000 tonne a year capture plant connected to an operational cement works. It will be equivalent, my technical director who's looking after the project, He's worked for Heidelberg Material for 50 years. He said it's the largest construction project we'll have ever done in the UK. It's the equivalent of building two cement kilns from scratch. So for us, a significant investment, significant construction project. But it will allow us to deliver net zero cement into the UK construction industry. And when we talk about these really lighthouse projects in terms of the Teesport energy hubs and the HyNet projects, we'll have potentially net zero cement to be able to put them into those construction projects. So it's a fantastic opportunity. People obviously always say to me, oh, Padeswood's great, fantastic, what about your other two? And I say, right, okay. We chose Padeswood particularly because its location. It's about 7 or 8 kilometres from a pipeline, and it's part of the HyNet cluster. So in terms of the storage and facilities that are available to Paisewood, it was a real easy win for us. When I say easy, we've still got to build the project and connect it. When we talk about Ketton, Ketton is in the middle of Rutland, and I think the nearest opportunity for a pipeline or a storage facility is about 150 kilometres, and Ribblesdale is about the same, about 150. So in terms of location, and this is the challenge that the UK construction industry has got, the other remaining cement works, I think there's 12 remaining cement works in the UK, they're all in very isolated, dispersed locations that aren't naturally connected to a storage facility. So we're also looking at how we can still decarbonise the other two cement works, not being as close to a storage facility or an obvious storage facility as Paisewood. So one of the things we're doing, and I won't dwell too much on this because there is an actual project expert on this project after me, and I'm sure she'll be able to explain the project in a lot more detail. We're also looking at other technologies for the future. So we see Paisewood being online in 26, 27, and obviously our net zero ambition by 2050, we need to get Ketton and Ribblesdale with feed studies or studies of available technology after 2013 to 2040. So we're working in partnership with SeaCapture, and we've got a trial unit at the moment based at Ketton. This is a picture of it just before it got commissioned. And it's a feasibility studies about a different type of technology that we're using at Paisewood, which would potentially give us another opportunity for a different type of carbon capture. But I will let SeaCapture explain the technologies in the next slide. And then we're also looking at other technologies. So Ribblesdale, we've recently done a demonstration project at Ribblesdale to sort of... it's the carbonation of recycled concrete paste into the plant, into the wet scrubber, which allows CO2 to be brought back into the process and actually put back into the material. So it's that whole carbon capture and then utilisation. So this again was a feasibility study just to demonstrate the potential opportunities to upscale this into the organisation. So for me, I just wanted to share with you the Heidelberg Materials decarbonisation journey. You can see we're not just looking at carbon capture. It is one of our key sort of hierarchy positions that we've got to do as part of our net zero positions. But we've also got the other, the reduce, the alternative fuels, and the actual prevention in the first place, which is critical for us as an organisation. But carbon capture is obviously is here, it's exciting, and we've got some real good live projects to be able to demonstrate that we're trying to move this position forward for us as an organisation, but obviously for an industry as well in the UK. And thank you very much, and I'll hopefully have some questions after the next presentation. Thanks.